Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kehan. Today we'll discuss the article by Velton et al. Titled, Adverse Perinatal Environment Contributes to Altered Cardiac Development and Function. This article published online March 7, 2014. My guests today are Associate Editor Rongli Liao, Lead Author Lauren Wold, and Expert Anne Knowlton. Let's get started.
Thank you, Kara. Recently, there is increasing recognition and awareness of the impact of in utero environment in defining susceptibility to other diseases later in life. So this paper by Dr. Lauren Wall and his research team at Ohio State University demonstrates the importance and the significance of the condition in utero is critical for their cardiovascular health after birth. So this actually reminds me back in 18th century, a French biologist, Jean-Baptiste Lamarck. As some of you may recall, Dr. Lamarck has a very different view of evolution than Darwin's theory of natural selection. Lamarck is known for his theory of the inheritance of acquired characteristics. It is commonly referred as the theory of adaptation. Lauren, could you please tell the listeners the motivation behind your study and the key findings of your paper?
Thanks, Rongli. So this study really was a combined collaborative work with Dr. Lynette Rogers at Nationwide Children's and Ohio State, also in Columbus, who has been using this model to assess the role of inflammation as an initial insult, followed by a subsequent assault, such as in this study, hyperoxia, and looking at the lung effects. And what were those effects when the mice were exposed in utero, followed by another insult? And so we really became interested in how is the heart affected in this situation, and can we discern any alterations in cardiac function early in life? So I think that that's really one of the key messages from the paper is that we can actually begin to discern cardiac alterations very early in life.
Interesting. So Anne, I know that in addition to your basic science research, you also have seen patients, a cardiologist. So I was wondering if any of your patients' current heart conditions were stemmed from the impact of environmental they subject themselves to previously, or to today's topic, impact from the environment their parents, specifically mother, during her pregnancy?
That's a really good question, Ron. I think that for the most part, when we're looking at adult patients who are now mostly in their 40s and 50s or older, and wondering whether or not there would have been an impact from in utero events, we just don't know enough. In fact, we have an enormous void in our knowledge about how in utero conditions could later have a significant impact. And in this way, I think Lauren's study is really, really important because we haven't really thought about the heart being impacted by in utero events. In particular, I'm interested in whether there are epigenetic changes. You know that recently they've shown in those old epidemiology studies, which during World War II, the Dutch underwent a severe period of starvation, and women who were pregnant then, if they did not have miscarriages, those children have been intensely studied that were born from the starving mothers. And although the starving babies grew up to a normal size, their children are very short adults, and suggesting that somehow things are adjusted in utero. And remember that the eggs that a woman will have are already formed at the time of birth. That has a long-term impact on size, because smaller size, you need less food to survive than a larger person. So it's kind of interesting. And people have now shown that in those babies that grew up from the starving mothers, they have a decrease in DNA methylation, and that's passed on for multiple generations. So one event in utero, well, sustained nutritional deprivation, has a prolonged multi-generational effect.
Great points, Anne. We've actually carried these animals to 3 months, which is very early on in adulthood. But we do plan to look over a time course to see how they progress. And as I mentioned, we do have other ways that we're looking at the two-hit hypothesis and in utero exposure, and in that we have exposed pregnant pups to air pollution, for example, concentrated ambient particulates. And we've looked just at exposure in utero and looked at the pups that grow to adulthood and shown that there's persistent cardiovascular dysfunction. So what that tells us is, as we've shown with this model of LPS, the in utero inflammatory environment can affect the fetus at adulthood. But we've also now pursued the epigenetic studies that you mentioned, and we've bred mothers who were exposed in utero along with fathers exposed in utero and looked at the pups at adulthood. But we've also started looking at the gender permeance by moms exposed in utero who breed with dads who were not exposed in utero. So we're starting to look at, does the gender or does the parent have an influence on this? So we've carried these studies out, and we're now looking at the F2 generations, and we are seeing that the heart is affected with studies that are undergoing review right now.
So, Lauren, the two-hit hypothesis in heat shock protein research deals with the fact that heat shock proteins that are very protective and turned on by many different stimuli, that if you turn them on, they will protect cells and organs from damage. But if you have first an inflammatory stimulus like TNF or LPS, and then you follow with the heat shock or another way of inducing heat shock proteins, instead of them being protective, they cause further injury. And so I wonder whether you may be capturing this in vivo in your model.
So, Anne, that's a great question. And that's something that we've used this model to look at. So we know that in mice, for example, that are exposed to an inflammatory environment in utero, that they are a lot of times born prematurely, which is similar to babies that are exposed to a noxious environment in utero. They're a lot of times born prematurely with undeveloped lungs and have to be administered doses of oxygen to finish that development, if you will. And so we've used this hyperoxia as the second of two hits, the first being inflammation. And we're thinking that what's happening is it's not beneficial. It's actually further affecting the heart.
Very interesting. I thought that one of the strengths of your model was the use of the hyperoxia, because that is so common in neonates who had fetal stress. One of the interesting things about the heat shock protein two-hit theory is it appears that females are less affected by the inflammation followed by heat shock than male cells and male organisms. So that may be apropos to whether or not your female and male neonates are different.
So the impact of environments cannot be overstated, and we all believe that environmental influence not only after birth, but more importantly before birth. So having the long-lasting impact way beyond our current appreciations, and this influence is for sure it's beyond just the cardiovascular health. So it looks like we will see more works in this area from Dr. Wu's laboratory as well as many others to come in the near future. Thank you both for participating in this podcast. Kara.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.